Take a deep breath and choose a crystal. If you chose this crystal, this is your reading. If you chose the other one, your reading's up my page. Have a look at the emoji of that color in the thumbnail. Today, we're looking at what do you have to share with the world. Okay, my name is Abby. I do readings here on TikTok and personal readings on my website, moodymoonthings.com. Let's get into it, my yellow people. Let's do it. Okay, what do my yellow people have to share with the world? Hope you're having an amazing day or an amazing week. Ace of Swords. Okay. You have something to say. So, Ace of Swords, something to say. I feel like it's like a statement to make. And with the Ace of Swords and then followed by the Five of Crystals, you also like have to prove a point. It's like proving a point about coming out of poverty or coming out of like a trauma, or it doesn't have to be like as serious trauma, but it's like a kind of started from the bottom, now look at where I am kind of situation where it's like, if I can go, like what you have to share with the world is a statement about like, I came from this and look at me now, that kind of motivational / inspirational kind of message. Okay. We have the Eight of Swords. Yeah, it's about liberating yourself and it's about sort of doing it for yourself. The Eight of Swords says that like you're keeping yourself restricted and it's just like a mental entrapment. So it's like if you say grew up with people who either, you know, were loose with the law, or if they, you know, they never went after goals. And so you grew up there, it's going to be hard for you to get out of that mindset of like, I want this, I can see myself doing this, but how do I actually get there? Or can I actually do it? Because I've never seen anyone in my circle do that for themselves. And that's because you're the one, you're going to be the first one to do it. Okay. We have the Five of Cups. Yeah. Five of Cups is moving on from disappointment or loss. It's definitely about shifting your life and shifting from negative circumstances and turning it into a positive. Okay. Do you have like a message or advice for my people, my yellow people right now? We have Justice. This is what you put in, you get out. So I feel like if you do put in the effort, you will be rewarded. Justice also takes time. Justice says the scales will balance. So I would say don't be disheartened if you're putting in effort and you're not seeing results yet, because we also have the Star. The Star is a card of success and it's a card of attention. And it's, you may get a lot of attention because of this, maybe a significant part of your story, and it like garners people's interest. With the Star card, it's like you were meant to be seen for this. We have Akashic Records. It could also have something to do with breaking out of like a family or generational, like a ethnic group heritage, like story challenge, that kind of thing, where it's like you're not only doing this from like your circumstance that you grew up, but you're doing it for a whole lineage of people. Okay. Also with the Akashic Records, like you've been doing this over lifetimes. Like that's like you, like an idea is that each lifetime we come here and we learn things and we sort of then take those things into the next life. And so I feel like over lifetimes you have been sort of in this kind of like, I'm going to get out, I'm going to get out, I'm going to get out. And now you're getting out. We have the Page of Swords and the Five of Wands. The Page of Swords and the Five of Wands I actually really like together, because the Page of Swords is like curiosity. It's kind of very open-mindedness, lots of ideas flowing. And the Five of Wands is like experimentation and it's kind of an energy of like, I'm just going to do it and we'll see what happens. We'll mess around and find out kind of thing. So together it's like you're open-minded, you're insightful, you're really observant, but you're also willing to try anything. Okay. The Knight of Wands in reverse, people may see you as reckless though for doing this, or they may not get it. They may think you're being like silly, or that you're not taking life seriously, something like that. I wouldn't worry about it. We have the King of Swords, because really you do have a plan. Really you do have a level head on your shoulders. I think it's just the people around you don't sort of see your vision. Okay. What do my yellow people have to share with the world? This takes forever. We have be authentic. Yeah, it's about you being you. And again, it's like people around you don't really get it. And you are definitely sort of like a black sheep, or like someone who doesn't really fit in with the circle that you grew up in or the circle that you were born into. And that's totally okay. You just have to keep authentic and true to you. And we have devote. Yeah, commit yourself to this. Commit yourself to your journey forward, following your light, moving away from the darkness there. Okay, that is a life's work. Anything else you'd like to say to my yellow people about what they have to share with the world? Okay, we have versatility and discovery. With versatility, it's like with that Page of Swords and Five of Wands energy, it's like you got to be adaptable. You got to try different things. You got to be on the lookout for a new way of doing something. With discovery, I feel like you will discover new lands. Like if you're thinking like, will I ever get out of this situation, or will I ever be, be a person who can go on an overseas holiday once a year, or will I ever be a person who can own a place and not just rent, or whatever it is for you. With discovery, it's like you are going to discover a new way of living. Anything else? We have extremism. Extremism is just like kind of like devote, like push yourself to the limit and really go for it. With the Justice card, this is not a time to be, or like a situation in your life where you can be sort of half-hearted. The Justice card is like put in everything so you can get everything out. And we have birth. Yeah, you are starting anew. And I feel like at the, like, this is gonna sound crazy, but like at the end of this life, when you, after you've done this, your next life, and again, that doesn't mean anything to you because you won't be there, but your next life is gonna be like a whole new story because you've closed out this one, which I really love. Okay, and then we have negotiation. Negotiation with what? Thank you. Resistance. Okay. Use the resistance to your benefit, to either motivate you or to tell you when something isn't working, when to sort of release one thing and then try another one of your ideas. With resistance and negotiation as well, I feel like it's never when you have resistance come up, whether it's like resistance to who you want to be, to your identity, or resistance in 3D situations, like things don't seem to be going away. Negotiate what meaning you make from it, because negotiate is like sort of being able to see both sides. So make sure you sort of aren't quick to just judge. Negotiate what you make the meaning out of it. Was that it? I don't know if that sentence works, but I hope you understand what I mean. Okay, let's finish off there, yellow people. Thank you so much for being here, and shine your light with the world. I will see you in the next one. Bye.